The young hare turned to Jigger, who was looking rather crestfallen.
Oh, sorry about that, old lad. Were you going to give those bounders a good drubbing? I didn't realise. Oh, well, never mind. Come on, we'll pursue him into the river and deal him a few severe whackings, what?
He trotted into the shallows, but was immediately set upon and hauled back by four shrews. Horty protested vehemently.
What the? I say, unpour me, little sirrahs. I'm not scared of a few mangy reptiles. By the left, I ain't.
Jigger remarked caustically.
Oh, we know you ain't lop ears, but it's not the reptiles that's the danger on this stretch of the river. Watch.
He picked up a lance and went into the shallows, holding the weapon out into the water at paw's length. Suddenly, it began to shake and vibrate. When Jigger pulled it out, the tip was ripped and ragged. A small fish, which seemed to consist of only big needle-like teeth, was clinging doggedly to it. Jigger flicked the creature back into the water.
"'Tis the fish that are the slayers here."
The reptiles were being swept downriver, shrieking unmercifully as the water about them reddened. Horty sat down in a collapse on the bank, looking pale about the gills.
"'Oh, Corks, I feel quite ill all of a sudden."
On the far bank, the reptiles were taking a colossal walloping from Brigina's command. They had tossed a big logboat sail over their foes, capturing most of them beneath the spreading canvas. Some of the Gurafs held the ends down, while the others galloped about on the sailcloth, dealing great whacks with their war clubs to any bump that appeared, be it head, tail, back or limb. Gradually, the canvas subsided and was still. Logalog Briggy waved over to them, his stentorian bass voice booming over the waters.
"Stop there, friends. I've sent a crew to get the boats. They'll pick you up and bring you over."
It was a glorious evening on the far bank. Six log boats lay prow onto the bank side as the travellers sat among their shrew friends. Horty sniffed the air appreciatively, his whiskers a twitch at the aromas of cooking.
"I say, old Brigger Thingy, is that supper I detect? Jolly nice of you chaps, what?"
Briggy pulled a mock glare at Bragoon.
"So you had to bring a starving hare along with you this trip. I'll wager that lollop-lugged young famine maker can shift a tidy few platefuls, eh?"
Horty smiled primly.
"Oh, I just nibble a bit here and there, you know, sir. Actually, I've not been feeling too chipper of late, but if the scoff's as good as it smells, well, I might persuade myself to try it, what?"
Jigger looked askance at him.
"Listen, mate. If when you want to sail with the Gurafs, you've got to be a big eater and a great bragger, like Drinchy here. Ain't that right, Drinch? Show the hare beast out his dun."
A fat, powerful-looking shrew stood up smirking, then launched into river bragging, an art much admired among the logboat crews. Drinchy thumped the ground with his club and commenced roaring.
"I was born on a river in a thunderstorm, and what did I do? I ate the bottom out of the boat and fought six big pike who tried to eat me. Though I was only a babe, I scoffed three of them and tossed the rest on the bank and fried them for me breakfast. Aye, mates, I'm Drinchy Wildgob, the roaring son of a roaring son who killed himself trying to feed me. I can out-eat, out-chew, and out-swallow any beast alive, including long-pawed, flop-eared, fancy bunnies."
Finished with his mighty brag, Drinchy bowed as the shrews cheered him raucously. Saro nodded to Horty.
"I think you're being challenged, young'un. Think you can do better than Drinchy."
Horty stood up, bowing elegantly to Saro.
"Mom, my dander has risen since the remarks that chap made about me. We of the Braybarks are not backward in coming forward. I shall accept this curmudgeon's bragging challenge forthwith."
Without further ado, Horty bounded up, spreading his paws dramatically and yelling like a mad beast.
"I'm the son of the howling hare. I was born on a winter's night in a gale. My parents took one look at me, chewing on the chimney, and left home. There ain't a cauldron big enough to hold my dinner. Not one in all the land. I've ate every jolly old thing. Fried frogs, toasted toads, boiled badgers, roasted reptiles, and shrews too. Shrew stew, shaved and shriveled shrews, shrew soup and simmered shrew. I've got a stomach of iron and a mouth like a steel trap. I'm the horrible Hortwill Brayback, and nobody steps over my line. Even little fat wretches with bellies like balloons and spiky fire and names like Drinchy. Do you know what the horrible haughty likes for supper? Daintily diced Drinchy with lots of gravy. Yahoo!
The Gurath shrews battered the ground with their war clubs, a mark of the highest honour they could show any beast. Then they hoisted Horthy up on their shoulders, cheering him twice around the camp.